We're returning to Skull Sour Willie Clancy, and over the last 3 weeks or so on the programme, we've been listening to music recorded at the Illan Pipes Recital, and tonight we have our final visit to the Illan Pipes Recital at this year's Skull Sour Willie Clancy, and a very special piece of music which was performed for the first time at the Willie Clancy Summer School by the Dublin Illan Piper Mick O'Brien. Once again, the introductions are made by the Cathaoirleach of na Pibre Illan, Gae McKeown.
The last piper of the night, this is something special and unique. Mick O'Brien is going to play a descriptive piece called The Road to Lochswilly. I was during him there, he's in the road to Lochswilly. He couldn't find his way here tonight, got stuck in the traffic. This piece was commissioned by na Pibre Illan. It was really originally to commemorate the turn of the century. And na Pibre Illan commissioned Michael Houlihan to compose this piece, especially for the pipes. It was assisted financially by the Arts Council. So we've had a few firsts here tonight. Well, we've had sets with four regulators. Now we have a set with four drones. Okay, so it celebrates events in the life of Hugh O'Neill. And I'll hand you over to Michael Houlihan, the composer.
Thanks very much. It's a great pleasure to be here in Millsfermline Bay, my first time at the Willie Clancy School. Really enjoying myself. The Road to Lochswilly, when I was composing the piece, when I was asked by Sean Potts to compose a piece for the solo pipes, I was looking for a theme, and I know that sometime around the 1800s, the Fox Chase, which was one of the great programmatic or descriptive pieces for the pipes, was composed. And I felt a great nerves altogether. I went off in a state of nervous exhaustion for about a week, saying how to match that. So I had to come up with a completely different idea. And it just so happened that at the time I was reading The Great O'Neill by Seán Ó Fualán, and I thought, God, this guy was a giant in Irish history, and he's a real tragic figure, and there is a possibility to write a piece about him, but how do you kick off a piece? And then when I started to read his life, we're always looking for a musical idea, and when I was reading his life, I found out that sometime in November 1583, the Earl of Desmond of Munster, after he was murdered, there was this myth that the sound of the cuckoo was heard at Cúil na Gréine. So I said, that's nearly the symbol for me, for O'Neill and Desmond, the sound of the cuckoo. And that was the first musical sort of idea, and the piece started. And the piece itself is nearly a road, it's nearly a journey in music. It's about 18 minutes long, so don't wilt, please. And it also traces, I suppose, basically O'Neill's life, which is nearly a road that led to Lochswilly and the flight of the Earls. So basically the piece tonight you're going to hear, some of you may have handouts, it's in 11 movements tonight. The 11th movement, which is not on your program, is called, I'm calling it The Broken Man, Rome 1616. And that's because O'Neill, as we know, after he left Lochswilly, spent the years between 1607 and 1616 trying to organise his re-entry into Ireland and failing to succeed to do that, and led, I presume, quite a forlorn life in solitude in Rome until his death in 1616. But in this piece I've used many sort of forms that you find in traditional music. We've got the reel. Then there's some foreign forms like the galliard, there's airs, laments, hornpipes, marches and jig time, descriptive pieces, slip jigs. And just to give you a little rundown, for example, we start with the introduction of the cuckoo. Then in the second movement we have the rascal horseboy. This was a name given to O'Neill because after his father was murdered by Shane O'Neill's family, O'Neill spent a lot of time among what he called Tyrone of the Wild Bushes, and there was a nickname given to him called the Rascal Horseboy, so that the reel is called after that. And then we come to the Queen's pageant at the Earl of Leicester's house in Kenilworth, and we know that at some point in time O'Neill was taken away from Ulster by Leicester or Sydney and spent some time in England being educated. And another reason for him being taken away was that in actual fact the other branch of the O'Neill family, Shane O'Neill's people, wanted to murder him, so he was actually removed. And when he was in England he obviously was exposed to the culture there, and there was a complete movement in music going on in England at that time. There were very famous composers, William Byrd, Taliesin, all these composers were writing at Queen Elizabeth's court. So we have a court dance in three. Then there's the lament for the Earl of Desmond, who was murdered in 1583. He was the famous Munster Earl, and he spent a lot of his time, this poor man, in the Tower of London. And when he was released from the Tower of London, he was actually framed, and when he came back to Ireland, he got involved in rebellion again and was put to death by, we believe, through an informer. Then movement five is the hornpipe Mabel Bagnall, which uses the A-drone. Mabel Bagnall was the sister of Sir Henry Bagnall, who was O'Neill's most bitter enemy. And O'Neill went through many women in his lifetime, and when he picked Mabel Bagnall, she was 21, and he eloped with her in 1591. And at the Battle of the Yellow Fort, which is movement six, which is the march in jig time, his bitter enemy, Sir Henry Bagnall, was killed at the Battle of the Yellow Fort. And then we come on then to a movement called the Running Beast. And this is the first time I move outside the Irish traditional time signature, and this, the Running Beast, and the Battle of Kinsale is in a 7-8 time signature. As I said, I was trying to capture in that the idea that O'Neill's guerrilla tactics, which were very successful, it was kind of jinking, hiding, attacking, in and out, and I was trying to create that, I suppose, uneasy feeling. And then we have O'Donnell's march across the Slievelan Mountains, which was regarded by Carew as one of the greatest marches in Irish military history, where they marched through the snow and ice. And then we come to the Battle of Kinsale, the 24th of December 1601. And that musical material picks up on the material of the Running Beast. After the battle, we have the Broken Stone. That was actually, the O'Neills had a coronation stone at a place called Tullyhogue in County Tyrone. And they say that after the Battle of Kinsale, when O'Neill had retreated, he was found living as a woodcairn and weeping by the coronation stone. And when he retreated further north, and when the English forces followed him, they made a point of smashing the coronation stone of the O'Neills at Tullyhogue. So that's why I call the movement the Broken Stone. After that, O'Neill was convinced by his friend Moore in 1603 to come to County Louth, to near the old monastery at Mellifont, and there he submitted to the English Lord Deputy. And after, between 1603 and 1607, he led a life of literally being spied on and being chased, and this caused the flight of the Earl from Lochswilly at the furthest point north there in 1607. And incidentally, when they all left for the boat, you can imagine at that time a horse was a very precious thing. They left all their horses by the pier, just whatever amount of horses they had. And they say that the horses got really unsettled as the boats sort of pulled away, so it's a very unusual image. And then we finish with movement 11, which is an air which I would call the Broken Man, which is O'Neill, possibly the broken man, wandering the streets of Rome. So I'm delighted that we have a chance to perform this piece, and I was delighted to have the opportunity to work with Mick O'Brien on this, and I think we had a very fruitful collaboration, and Mick gave me tremendous advice, and it was a great challenge to write this piece of the pipes. So I'm delighted you have the chance to hear it tonight. Thank you, Mick.
Mick O'Brien performing Michael Houlihan's composition as Skull Sour Willie Clancy at the Illan Pipes recital in the Community Hall in Milltown Malvey during this year's Skull Sour Willie Clancy.